Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello.
Hello.
It's us.
It's us. You know who it is already.
You know
that's
who
why
it
you're
is.
Here. You like it.
You clicked on a podcast on purpose.
Oh my
gosh.
Good for you. I'm proud that you figured out how to do that finally.
Yeah.
It's really difficult sometimes.
That you've learned.
Wow. We love learning. We love growing. And we love that you're doing that too.
And if you can read, then you also know that this is Ghosts Are Everywhere.
That's right. That's right. That's right. This indeed is Ghosts Are Everywhere. And I'm...
A podcast about ghosts and how they are everywhere.
It's even in the title. You get it. I'm Carly.
And I'm Cecilia.
And that's what this is. And you've been here before probably. And if you haven't, welcome. We love you. Hi.
If you have, welcome. And if you haven't, welcome even more because... Welcome. If you haven't, welcome back.
That's right.
If you have, I lost it.
If you haven't, welcome. And if you have, welcome again.
Welcome back.
Welcome for all, just different kinds.
To all and to all, welcome.
To all, good ghosts are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh. We have had a week. I don't know about you, I have had a week. I am very tired, but excited.
I have had somewhat of a week. It's like summer outside, so I've been really trying to like do things and like be outside.
Yeah.
So I'm on a softball team and our season just started. So I'm out there. I'm doing stuff.
You're getting that sweet, sweet UV from the sun. Good
Hell
for
yeah.
you. Mm-hmm. I sat in a park yesterday. That was what I did outside.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to rehearsal early and I sat in a park instead.
Wow. We love sitting in a park. Yeah. I haven't been sitting in parks much because I have a big backyard. So I've just been sitting in backyard.
Right. And what is a backyard but a personal park?
Exactly.
At your house?
It's like a private park.
Yeah. Wow, you're so fancy.
I know, I'm really fancy.
Aristocratic.
I am part of the bourgeoisie and I have my own park.
If you start calling it a pleasure garden, that's how you would be.
I guess I'm going to. And you're like, oh, I was outside in my pleasure garden.
It's you in the backyard on a lawn chair.
No, that was me last night on a lawn chair playing Animal Crossing and drinking my little can of like you know how there's all the different like tequila soda, vodka soda, those like drinks. So
sure.
I like them. They don't make my tummy hurt, which
the pre-mixed ones in a can.
Yeah, like. So the pre-mixed ones like beer makes my stomach hurt, and wine I feel like is for winter or for like more specific like times. If I just want like one drink after work and it's summertime and I'm sitting in the backyard, I don't want to drink a glass of wine. I want some like random like, I don't know.
Yeah.
One of those pre-mixy can situations.
A little spritzy kind of drink, yeah.
But I cannot remember for the life of me which ones are actually good and which ones are kind of bad.
Oh, that's funny.
So I keep buying the bad ones. Like, I bought, like, a tequila soda one, and I was like, this one's not good. The flavors are funky. It was, like, a pineapple flavored, and I was like,
weird.
This is not good.
Weird.
So I have to, my mission for the summer is to figure out which ones I actually like.
Oh, that's good. And remember them.
And remember them. So
that's the hard part.
I do know I like a Bud Light Lime.
Oh, it's a classic.
Which is still a beer, but a light beer, so it doesn't hurt me as much if I have, like, a couple of them.
Yeah, it's more chill.
Yeah, but that's my mission. I'm going to figure it out.
I like that mission for you.
Mm-hmm.
I am so sleepy. I'm just looking out there. I'm so sleepy. I have been going back and forth to Toronto for like at this point over a month now. But specifically the last 2 weeks I've been there almost every day. Today's my one day off and I am relishing. But I'm very sleepy and I can't even fathom the idea of figuring out what I like because I'm just every day I'm just eating a bagel, a Tim Hortons bagel, and an iced coffee on the train, being like, this is my day. Because I can't bring myself to make something at home because I get up so early. And then by the time I'm at the train, I'm like, I have to eat something, or I need to eat something to be able to work. So that's what my go-to drink has been recently, is specifically Tim Hortons iced coffee from the Go Train.
Gross.
With oat milk. Yeah.
Oh, with oat milk? Okay.
With oat milk, though, so she's fancy.
I was fancy today. I went to like a workout class at the Y. I went to a bar class.
Oh, come on, bar class. I love bar. Bar's
great. I'm being
great.
Bougie. I did a bar class, and then I got, like, there's a organic market around the corner that I got a smoothie from. So it's like, wow, it's me. I whacked it. But it was good. It was like a matcha, banana, various other things smoothie, but they put dates in it. It tasted really good because there was dates in it. It tasted like dates.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Dates are good. Dates are nature's caramel. Yeah.
Well, caramel. I was like, I took a sip and I was like, ooh, there's something good about this. It doesn't just taste like bananas.
Dates. Oh my God, every smoothie does just taste like bananas. Yeah. That's so true. I mean, nothing against bananas.
I love bananas, but
it's nice to have other flavors in there that aren't just banana.
Got a little date action in
Dates
there.
Dates are great.
This is new. This is interesting. Yeah. We both have our windows open.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of noises happening outside.
In case
outside.
You haven't noticed, it's summer, spring now with the birds. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, the birds. I think there's also construction. There's some noises outside of my place that aren't birds, but there are also birds.
But the construction is, you know, the sound of nature at this time.
Yeah.
It's that's the urban bird, if you will.
Construction is the constant construction that is happening outside.
Exactly. Yeah. And what are birds if not just, you know, the ghosts of the animal world, if you really think about it?
Sure.
Well, they're just like swooping in and scaring people. That's ghosts.
They are swooping in and scaring people, I guess.
That's ghosts.
We have at work, there's like a little courtyard / alley / parking lot. Behind the studio.
I love a triple threat.
I want to call it a courtyard, but it's not that fancy. It's like,
okay,
it's a parking lot. But there are pigeons out there that like people feed them. So one of them will just like come right on up to you and like jump in your hand, or like I was sitting on the ground and it came and like jumped on my foot and I was like, oh my God.
You were like, pigeon, so out of here.
It's like a domesticated pigeon, but it just like comes and hangs out.
Wow.
So
that's really
by a pigeon every time
scary,
I go outside.
But also fun.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's fun, but like, I don't know. Birds, when they like flap at you, I'm no, I don't
terrifying.
Know what you're gonna do when you're doing that. Like, I don't want you to like fucking hit me.
Literal dinosaurs. Like, I'm not interested in that at all. For sure. Like the idea of a domesticated pigeon that you know is domesticated sounds delightful, but coming upon one sounds terrifying.
Yeah, coming upon one that just like jumps on you and you're not really ready for it, I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay,
it's too much. They're giving too much, you know, too much for that.
Yeah,
too much. Speaking of too much, I postponed this recording session between the two of us for about half an hour today because I had to watch a certain television program.
She had to
on its release date, and I was like, almost, I just needed a little more time to finish it up.
Did it come out today?
It came out today.
Okay.
The day we're recording this, not the day we're releasing this.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. But, I had to finish up. Because it's important to my story. But also because I had to finish it. I had to finish the finale of season 3 of Ted Lasso. And I have a lot of feelings about it. Cecilia has yet to see it, so I will keep them brief.
Well, I mean, like, I probably am not going to watch season 3 of Ted Lasso, be perfectly honest.
And to be fair, I don't necessarily want to get into it and ruin it for our friends at home.
Yes.
Unless they haven't seen it, because it's very much coming out this week on this.
But look
release.
Out, if you are very interested in watching Ted Lasso, there might be spoilers on this episode, so.
Sure, but they probably won't be. I'll try and keep it very brief.
Okay, cool.
If talking about that it exists is a spoiler for you, then this is a spoiler. But I'm not going to spoil any actual plot or anything.
Succession or Yellow Jackets because I haven't seen the
right. And
the
do we need to talk about Succession?
Okay,
whoa.
Next week.
That's not for today. Today on this Ghost Podcast, today is to talk about football really quick. Because it does pertain to my story, which, surprise, I am the one telling a story today. It's a choose my own. Which means that I'm telling Cecilia a story from somewhere in the world. She doesn't know where. Could be anywhere, anyone. It's usually ghosts. But also today, it's football. At first. So. Cool.
American football, Australian football.
The non-American variety.
European football.
Yeah, soccer. Soccer.
When you kick a ball with your foot.
That's right. Football, even.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching Ted Lasso, and I finished it. And I was like, wow, so many thoughts and feelings. But you know what the real life Ted Lasso is? Like, it's really magical. That show's very magical for, like, all that it shows in, like, community and what, like, sport can mean to people and, like, how things can change, you know, the circumstance of people based on solely how well a team does or doesn't do. It's, like, wild.
Mm-hmm.
There's a real life version of this that I know a lot of folks at home know about. And it's called Wrexham FC. And Wrexham is a team in Wales. It was purchased by Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney of It's Always Sunny fame. And there's a TV show that in its marketing never mentioned how it is to me. I didn't come across. But the TV show is called Welcome to Wrexham.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a documentary of them buying this team and, like, mm-hmm. the journey they go on buying this team. I didn't gather from the marketing of the show, which is just a lot of posters of Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney standing in front of, like, the Wrexham colors and stuff, that it was, like, a true documentary-style TV show. That, like, mm-hmm. it has so many people in it, and it really highlights this beautiful team in an incredible way. And for people who are, you know, football fans, they would know that this year, not that season of that show, because that show just came out this year, and it was obviously, you know, a year behind, because that's how reality TV works. But, that this year, this team, which had been relegated, you know, it's very much Ted Lasso, they had been relegated and were down on their luck and didn't have, you know, high viewership and all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
Were then promoted. They got out of the bottom league, basically. Not quite, but there's just so many leagues in that style of football.
Yeah,
but
football is very confusing.
Very confusing.
I didn't really realize that until I watched like the first two seasons of Ted Lasso, and they were like, mm-hmm. we're gonna move up to, like, the Premier League, and I was like, what is that? How it works? I don't get it.
So Wrexham, this is like a real life version of that, where they mm-hmm. were in, I believe, the they were in the second to, like, last league. They were, like, the very last actual professional league. The leagues mm-hmm. below that are still professional, but not really. I can't remember if it was the National League or the one above the National League, but mm-hmm. I think it might have been the National League where they started. And it's really hard to get out of that league because there's, like, very few chances for promotion to the next mm-hmm. league. And anyways, it was in the news. Everyone knows this who mm-hmm. cares about it. They were this year promoted, which mm-hmm. is really exciting for the first time in, like, 12 years. Like, they
Thanks,
have been
Ryan
down their
Reynolds.
Luck forever. Yeah. and it's, like, honestly, yeah. And watching this show, Wrexham is this really cool place, which maybe a lot of people wouldn't say, but I say it's cool because I know these people. I know Wrexham. We, like, grew up in the Wrexham. Like, it's very much a working class city. Its biggest industry for a long time was mining, and then there was a decline in that, and, like, it's very much blue collar. It's Hamilton. Mm-hmm. It's where we grew up. It's Hamilton, Ontario. It's people being super passionate about this thing that they have because there's not that much else for them to be passionate about that makes them proud to be where they're from. It's so mm-hmm. like, I'm getting emotional thinking about it now. I love them. And now with this show and with them having bought the team and all kinds of stuff. And, like, they're actually, like, not just, like, they try to make it so they're not just these Hollywood names coming in to buy this thing. They, like, actually are improving the community vastly, and it's very beautiful to see. And I was very moved by that. And I was like, Wrexham, whoa. And also Wrexham is one of the oldest football clubs in the world. It's the second oldest venue, I believe, like still operating venue. It's like has this storied and long and beautiful and sometimes tragic history, and it's on its up and up again, which is really exciting to see. And now it's like on the international stage in a way that it's never been, because of them.
They're in Wales.
I know.
I'm looking them up.
Welsh time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I watched that whole thing lickety-splickety, and I was so moved by it. I was like, well, Wrexham is old. Wales is old. There's got to be something there. Like, I was like, if I know one thing about the Welsh, it's that, you know, there's lots of story and folklore and exciting stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not disappoint, I'm going to tell you. I had a nice hefty list to pick from in telling my ghost story today. So that's where we're headed. We're headed to around Wrexham. We're headed to Wales.
All right.
And we're headed to somewhere really cool. We're headed to one of the possibly most haunted houses in all of Wales. And if I say any of this wrong, it's because I'm not Welsh. So, apologies.
Welsh is hard, man.
It's a wild time.
Yeah.
I love it. I appreciate it.
It's very fun.
It's very fun, but it's very outside of my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So, apologies in advance to our Welsh listeners.
Mm-hmm.
But know I'm trying and know I love you and know this is very exciting for us. I'm talking today about a very exciting place.
Plastag.
Located between the Welsh towns of Wrexham, you know, we just talked about it at length. Wrexham and Mold lies a grade one listed Jacobean house called Plastag.
Mold?
Mold. M-O-L-D. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's mold still. Like, okay. That's how it's spelled. So.
Yep.
Called
Plastag.
It is considered to be one of the finest examples of Jacobean architecture in Wales and certainly the finest in North Wales.
Okay.
Built in 1610 by Welsh politician Sir John Trevor I for his family to live in. It's built as a big-ass family home.
Plastag.
Just so happens to be possibly the most haunted houses, like I said, in all of Wales.
Damn.
The family resided in the house until John's wife, Margaret, died in 1643 on the cusp of the Civil War breaking out, which is when it was left to be tenanted. It was tenanted for a while. The house was then inherited by a number of descendants and even survived two separate raids by parliamentarian roundheads until during World War II, the building was requisitioned by the War Office for soldiers and was later privately sold to an auctioneer who used it as storage for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until the late 1970s that the house itself once again became a place of private residence, and only in 1986, when it changed hands again, was it restored as a private residence and was also then opened to the public. Which is very exciting.
It's been all kinds of things.
Just like any old big-ass house, it's had lots of lives and lots of people living their lives within it.
Especially one that was built, what, in the 1600s?
Yeah, 1610. Yeah. With such an old building, it is, yeah, it was built during Shakespeare time. Like, yeah. It's old, you know?
Jacobean.
That's right. With such an old building, it is easy to imagine the many purposes it has served throughout history, some of which I've already mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to no great surprise, there is said to be no fewer than 15 ghosts lurking in its rooms and hallways.
15?
At least 15, they're saying.
All right. At least 15. Let's go.
At least. Yeah. As well as serving as a residence for over 400 years, it's also believed to have been used as a local court where people were often tried and hung.
Ooh.
Some have also claimed it to have been used as a sanatorium, although there's no real records found to support this.
Okay.
It's just so old. People are like, I know that it was once used for, you know, it's one of those.
It was something at some point. It's been everything.
It's been everything. She's every woman. She's Chaka Khan, right? So the ghosts of a 17th century. Let's get into the ghosts.
Okay.
Now for some of the ghosts.
I've heard they're everywhere.
They're everywhere, especially here.
Especially here.
Apparently the ghost of a 17th century builder is said to haunt the corridors of Plastag. Have I been saying it's Plazteg. Did I say it right? I didn't say it right the first time.
I don't think
so. It's a G. It's a G. I can't read my own writing.
Plazteg?
It's Plazteg.
I think you said Plaz T.
No, it's Plazteg.
Okay.
I think I wrote it once wrong, and I've just been saying it that way. I've only said it twice.
All right, let's fix it.
Okay, Plazteg.
Plazteg.
And I'll cut it in whenever I say it. Plazteg.
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 Plazteg. Put it in where, put when I say it in wherever you say it wrong. Just put,
oh,
put
oh, in my just say your soundbite of me yeah. saying it wrong. Okay, Plazteg. Great. The ghost of a 17th century builder said to haunt the corridors of Plazteg. And there have been many tales of ghost sightings, as well as a number of supposed right. photographs of the phantom laborer himself. Mm-hmm. So he built this house. He went, I love it. I'm staying here forever.
This is my house now.
Truly. And squatter's rights. Squatter's ghost squatter rights.
Good for him.
All right. He's doing it. The ghost of Sir John Trevor the First's daughter, Dorothy, also apparently haunts the highway that runs past Plazteg.
Is it the ghost's daughter or the guy's daughter?
The guy's daughter as a ghost.
Okay. Haunts he didn't like have highway. A child somehow when he was
a ghost. Dead. It's like yeah. an actual ghost baby. No, I think mm-hmm. it was like his living daughter who then is now a ghost.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. I get it now.
How did she possibly end up there? She's got a long story. Here we go.
Okay.
She fell in love with a local farmer's son.
Of course she fucking did.
Yeah. Named Yorwith. She said, Yorwith? That's okay. my guy.
I fucking love Yorwith.
Yorwith. Great name. Her father knew of her feelings for Yorwith and disapproved, forbidding her from seeing him.
Oh, no.
Determined to follow her heart, she planned to elope with him, as they always do.
As one does.
And she was getting ready to take her jewels with her. And she was so ready to take her jewels with her that she had previously buried them near the well. So, to prepare. She was like, I'm getting ready. I'm burying my jewels here. So when the time comes to run away, I'll go get them and it'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
So when the night came, Dorothy ran out to the well to retrieve her jewelry box, which she had buried. Okay. But in the darkness of the night, she slipped and fell down the well.
No, girl.
To her death.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Her body was discovered 2 months later. However, her jewels were missing.
Uh-oh. Where'd they... But she had fallen into the well?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yeah. She, I guess, miscalculated and fell in as she was trying to get her
But
jewels.
How are her jewels missing?
These are the questions that are unanswerable, Cecilia.
We just don't know.
We just don't know. Yorwith was so distraught at her death and feared being accused of her murder that he hanged himself.
No, Yorwith.
I know.
Alas, poor Yorwith.
Alas. It's believed that it is her ghost that most people have seen for years along the highway.
What about Yorwith?
Oh, Yorwith is also believed to haunt the ground, Cecilia.
Of course he is.
Forever looking for his beloved Dorothy.
Aww,
I know.
So sad. Poor guy.
So sad. There's also a story of a woman in a black Victorian dress who steps out in front of startled drivers on the main road running past the house. And one time, for example, this was witnessed by a woman, and as she was driving her car, she came across this woman standing in the middle of the road, and she braked and swerved to abruptly avoid her, but fearing she had run someone over, she, you know, did the classic thing where she turned off her car, got out, ran over, and there was no one there.
Okay.
And even though this... like ghost is described as being in Victorian clothing. I don't know that a lot of people know what Victorian clothing is, so it's a good chance that it could just be Dorothy. You know, like it's
like it's old-timey.
Old-timey, it's Victorian. Must be Victorian.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that makes sense.
So it's a good chance that sighting is possibly Dorothy. And people believe that ghost, whether it be Dorothy or not, is said to bring on accidents, with numerous records indicating car accidents following folks witnessing that sighting.
Damn.
Which it makes sense if you're in the middle of the road. Like,
yeah, you know, people don't be swerving just stop and in the crashing middle of the road. Car. Be careful.
Right? Rudeness.
Mm-hmm.
On one occasion during the late 1800s or the early 1900s, a gardener was reported to have felt hands grabbing his shoulder, trying to pull him down the well.
No, bad.
Which sounds yucky. He struggled free and he looked down at the dark water and saw nothing.
Hmm.
So could this all be Dorothy? I don't know. Could it all be Dorothy plus someone else? I also don't know.
Damn.
Throughout the house, the sound of loud wailing is often heard. Who's surprised? You know, who's surprised here? Not I.
Ghosts not I. Be wailing.
Ghosts be out here wailing. People be wailing, you know?
People
I be wailing.
Really, people really be out here wailing.
I be watching Ted Lasso.
Who
I be
among
wailing,
us you know? Is not
who
out there wailing?
Isn't out there at home wailing.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. The one among us who isn't wailing, you can cast the first stone, babe.
Yeah.
Like, nobody is going to be able to because... Everyone bitches. Because
we're
be
all
wailing. That's right. Yeah. You know how the 90s old adage of women be shopping? No, women be wailing. Like
women be wailing. Women girlies be wailing. Be out there wailing.
Hey, it's our job.
Mm-hmm.
So the wailing. Back to the wailing. We haven't left it, but you're still on it mm-hmm. in the house. Could this
we're still thinking about it.
We're still thinking about the wailing. Mm-hmm. A question of who it could be is, could this be the ghost of John Trevor V, who died sometime in the mid-18th century? So the thing about John Trevor V is he discovered his wife's affair.
Hmm.
And her death came shortly after, which was believed to have been by his hand.
That I don't think is good.
I don't like it.
I don't think that's good.
I think it's
I personally think that that is bad. Sounds like Taylor Swift needs to get on that.
It does sound like
Taylor
Swift.
Nobody, no crime.
Nobody, no crime. It's very that.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't need to get on it because you know who got on it was John Trevor V. Because drunk and guilt-ridden, he drove his carriage at high speed through the grounds of Plastag, hitting a tree and severely injuring himself.
Damn.
Due to his injuries, he died a slow and agonizing death.
Damn, I mean, yeah. You fucked up.
You done fucked it right up.
You fucked it up.
I
so
mean,
bad.
It's
like,
giving.
Don't go. Don't murder your wife.
Hot take.
Just try not doing it.
Yeah. What
just
if you
don't
just
murder
didn't.
Anyone.
Yeah. What if instead you just said, I'm not going to, and don't.
General,
then you would have
like,
two less deaths. You know?
General advice for everyone is don't be murdering.
Yeah. Like, what mm-hmm. What are y'all out here doing? Murdering? Come on.
How about we don't do that?
Come
How
on.
About we avoid that?
How about we don't and say we didn't, you know? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Another story, because I told you, there's at least 15 ghosts. So there's a whole bunch.
So
here.
Many goddamn ghosts.
I know.
This is just one house.
It's one
house. There's not enough rooms for that many ghosts.
Hey, it's a big ass house. There's probably enough rooms.
Okay.
A young 16-year-old named Elizabeth Trevor Roper also died.
Not an old 16-year-old, a young one.
A young one. As opposed mm-hmm. to an old 16-year-old, she's young.
Yeah.
At Plastag in 1815. Reportedly, two men had fallen in love with her. But
of
she.
Of course.
Only loved one of them.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, love triangle, baby.
Made sense.
In a fit
It's just like Twilight.
It's just like Twilight, except it gets worse.
Oh, God.
In a fit
Worse
of
than Twilight?
I know. It's really surprising. I'm surprising myself by saying that. In a fit of jealous rage, the one she refused killed the man she loved.
Oh, no.
And
that's rude.
And then chased Elizabeth back to the house.
I didn't know the Welsh were this dramatic.
Oh, the Welsh are dramatic, babe. You need to watch Welcome to Wrexham. These people are dramatic. These people are incredible. These people are true warriors. They're ready to fight for nothing. It's
it
the best thing
like
I've
it.
Seen. Yeah. Terrified he might kill her next, there was a struggle. And Elizabeth either slipped or was pushed.
Uh-oh.
Get this. Down the well.
No, not the well. This
the well
is just like sucking people up. It's like, come to me.
The thirstiest well in the world.
I will eat you.
I know.
Well
and so
eating girls.
Truly, it's not a good well.
Cover the well.
Well, well, well. Close that cover shit up.
Close it.
Yeah. And obviously she was ultimately drowned, which is very sad and unfortunate. And there are ghosts reportedly seen running through the corridor. Mm-hmm. And people think that it could be Elizabeth. There's a couple of ghosts, actually, running through the corridor, one of which people think is Elizabeth. Because when they see this happen, they witness a woman in white clutching jewels, pursued by a man with a bloody wound to his shoulder.
Not a bloody wound.
Not a bloody wound. Ghost blood.
Not just a regular wound. It's a bloody wound.
It's a bloody wound. Yeah, it's not just like a regular schmegular degular like scratch wound that, you know, just turns a little red and doesn't do anything. It's like it's actively bleeding, it seems.
Yeah.
I bet the cleanup cost is astronomical.
Yeah, they're gonna be poor constantly carpets. Cleaning up that ghost blood.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Poor carpets. I can feel for the carpets big time.
Mm-hmm.
And the carpet mongers and the carpet.
Carpets are hard to clean.
Carpets are expensive!
Yeah.
Oh, carpets. Love them. Love them under my feet. Love them underfoot. They're delightful.
A good carpet?
There's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, carpet. I hardly know it.
Okay. I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. Oh, my God. So my sister has started using that, but only when it does not apply. Like, not even close.
That's the best. Give me an example.
I don't know. Like, if you'll just say, like, oh, that's a water bottle. She'll be like, bottle? I hardly knew her.
You're
like,
oh. What? That's even better.
Like, what are you saying right now? I don't understand at all.
We love Kate O'Grady like nothing else.
Yeah.
She's a legend. And if you haven't yet, go listen to the episode of the podcast where we had her guest. She just talks about Webkinz for an hour. It's the best.
Yeah.
With a side of ghosts. It's great. I promise. So, back to the ghosts. People have reported being touched and prodded and even pushed by an unseen entity throughout the house. I'd venture to say more than one, you know?
No. How about no?
How about no thanks? Other common occurrences in the mansion include the sudden changes in emotion. Like, people are often overcome with anger, sadness, despair, happiness, like... Emotion changes very quickly for a lot of folks in the house where, like, normally they wouldn't experience that outside of this house.
They normally don't feel emotions outside of the house?
Right. They feel nothing, and then they enter, and they're overcome.
They're like, oh, my God, feelings. What are these?
Yeah. To bring this back to Ted Lasso, outside, they're Roy Kent. Inside, they're Ted Lasso, you know?
Mm.
And also, they hear the sounds of giggling, sobbing, knocking, whispering, talking, and footsteps often throughout the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things that we don't like. Yuck.
Typical ghost behavior.
Typical ghost shit. Giggling, it's the giggling that gets me every time, though.
The giggling is never, like, if I ever heard just, like, giggling randomly, I would not be okay with it.
I would shut that right down.
I would not be pleased.
No, I would be not best pleased. I'd be worst pleased. Mm-hmm. I like sobbing, whispering, even talking, okay, I can get. But giggling?
Giggling is a no.
Giggling is a no. The only thing they didn't specify is if it was children giggling, which I'm very happy to know because... The only thing worse than giggling is children giggling.
It's children giggling. I mean, I always assume that it's children giggling.
Yeah. Well, I guess because adults don't really giggle.
Tee-hee.
I mean, we do, but we're also not adults. We're adults just seven.
Adults tee-hee, children giggle.
Tee-hee. Ew. I would hate that, too, walking through a house and just hearing tee.
Tee-hee. You don't want to hear some tee-heeing?
I don't. That feels just as scary.
Tee-hee-hee.
Tee-hee. Yeah, I mean, at least it's not children singing, which I think is the worst of them all.
Ugh,
we've talked about this many,
straight up horror movie shit.
Yeah. Like, why children ghosts think that's okay, I will never know.
Why children think that's okay?
Why anyone thinks a child can should sing?
A child is allowed to sing? It's pretty fucked up. They should not be allowed.
They should not be allowed at all to sing.
Make them stop.
We are starting the campaign here today to stop children from singing.
Children are no longer allowed to sing, and that's the rules now.
Well, because if they stop singing in life, then they definitely can't sing as ghosts. And we are here to stop perpetual child singing. Mm-hmm. We're the Association Against Perpetual Child Singing. We're AAPCS. We're the AAPCS, the Association Against Perpetual Child Singing. It's us.
If they can't sing in life, they can't sing in death.
Yeah, that feels very rational, and I think that makes a lot of sense.
And it's very important.
It's important
that we really push this.
Yeah,
and we
raise money to
ensure that children are no longer allowed to sing.
Agreed. And I think that we are really looking forward to launching this, and I'm really happy that you have all agreed to be supporters of this movement.
You have definitely all agreed.
Yeah, right? That's what listening. Once you click down here, we don't make the rules, but we're pretty sure that that's what you've agreed to.
Just by being here today, you have agreed.
Yeah, you're complicit, so you're welcome. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to a bright, bright future without the perpetual singing of children. Mm-hmm. So, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. This has been our moment for the movement. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So some of these sounds, while they don't necessarily, while they're not necessarily attributing them to children in the house, they are attributing some of them to people having witnessed various cavalier soldiers who died in battle near the house. So they're like, it could be the soldiers. It could be the people that lived here. It could be, basically, they're like, it could be anyone. Makes total
sense. We just don't know.
Scientists still don't know. It's just it's just how it do be, Cecilia. As we all know, we don't make the rules. We just create the associations to stop children from singing.
We're just here. We have nothing to do with this.
We don't know anything.
We don't. We truly don't know anything.
We don't have, not even upstairs in our brains. Nothing.
Nothing. Just, zero anything going on.
If you cut into my skull, it would look like the inside of the walls of a house. Just insulation.
Yeah.
That pink fiberglass insulation. That's what's inside. Nothing else. So, with all these ghosts, it's no wonder Plaztec has been featured and explored on Most Haunted UK, Extreme Ghost Stories, Country House Rescue, and Ghost Hunting with Girls Allowed, which I think is pretty iconic.
Ghost Hunting with Girls Allowed?
Right?
That's what it's called?
Yes.
That's funny.
I know.
Girls are actually allowed now. Girls
That's
can,
right.
Girls can ghost hunt, too.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Let the girls ghost hunt.
Let the girls ghost hunt. So I got a lot of my information today from, of course, our best friend, our BFF of all time, Wikipedia, as well as leaderlive.co.uk and hauntedrooms.co.uk.
Okay.
And if you wanted to hear more about this place, you can obviously check out those TV programs because they have explored them at length. But unfortunately, you can no longer explore it yourself. Because Plaztec is currently closed to the public and has been since at least 2021, since it is in dire need of extreme structural repairs and restoration.
Damn.
They are on Instagram at Plaztec Official and currently have a GoFundMe linked in their bio if you feel so inclined to help support them and reopen the doors to the public at this really fine manor, if you will. Mansion.
A mansion.
Yeah, if you're not already donating all of your money to the to our society against children singing, you can definitely help support this really cool, finest example of Jacobean architecture in Wales. And that's Plaztec.
Plaztec!
Plaztec! Plaztec! Yeah,
Plaztec. We're definitely saying it right.
We're definitely saying it right and didn't say it wrong at all this whole time. Not once. Not once I did my research.
Mm-hmm.
I did my research big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like one of those things, like, so many of these manor houses are in need of, like, restoration and repair. Mm-hmm. And because there's so many of them and a lot of them are private residences or, like, partially private residences, they're not, like, protected very much by the by the government. And so they are constantly in need of, like, incredible repairs that are just so expensive, and it's hard to see, like, a lot of manor houses just fail and yeah. fall away because there's just not people to help with the upkeep. But it's really cool looking. Like, it's nestled in with trees, and it's very cute. Yeah, I'm looking it up.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. totally cool. It kind of gives a little bit, like it's brick, and it's giving Welsh, it's giving, mm-hmm. you know, old world, but it also kind of is giving, like, you know, pictures of the Alamo, like the shape of the top of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of giving that in a way. Like, it, it's almost giving Spanish.
Like, it gives, like, it has, like, the bell towers and, like, the sort yeah. of swirly stuff.
Yeah, it's very, yeah. very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it looks very, like, it looks like it would be in, like, a Jane Austen, like, oh, a yeah. mansion.
Yeah. yeah. It can definitely yeah. be, like, a stand-in for Pemberley or something. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's so cute. Yeah. It's so cute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's Plaz Tag, baby. It's quite mm. delightful, and it's filled to the brim with ghosts, which yeah. we love. Which we love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would be nice if they would be able, if they're able to, like, get some money and restore it, because it looks really
yeah.
It's really cool.
I agree. Like, it still is currently a private residence, yeah. so, like, okay. It's not abandoned, it's not like it's been in more dire straits in throughout its history, okay. but it just isn't safe to really have, you know, people going through and causing more structural damage, I assume,
yes, yeah,
like, yeah, but it would be mm-hmm. yeah, it would be so, I would love to go, it would be so delightful to be able to do that one day, mm-hmm. so I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about kicking in a couple bucks, helping out, pitching in
one yeah. or two.
Yeah, just a couple, you know, a few. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I'm not made of money.
Yeah, it looks like it's just, like, one lady who yeah. just owns it.
Yeah. And she, yeah. she's the, like, she's the gal. She's the one who, like, has advocated for it to stay open for people and be this, like, jewel that it is. And, yeah. So, I would be really excited to see it open again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think it was kind of one of those things of, like, you know, one of those other COVID casualties almost, where, like,
mm-hmm.
it had to be closed, and then yeah. it just had to stay closed, yeah. which is unfortunate.
Well, but especially if it's a place that's, like, privately owned, it's not, like, a mm-hmm. government-funded kind of thing. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do hope that it, like, finds a way, and I think it mm-hmm. will.
Yeah.
I believe in the Welsh spirit above everything. You know? They're very determined people. I would love to go to Wales. I just yeah. like, I love them.
Carly love them. Knows them now. Carly watched the shows, and I've watched. Like, this is where I live. This is
I've
me.
Watched one whole show. I know them. They're for me. Yeah. I love mm-hmm. them, and that's what that is. The end.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, I don't make the rules, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do know them, though. I love them. There's nothing I love more than an underdog story, and I'm sure that's not very original of me, but I just love it. And I love... yeah. So, County Wrexham. Wrexham is cool.
Uh-huh.
Got ghosts out the wazoo. This isn't the yeah. only haunted place in the area, obviously.
Yeah.
But it was one of the top spots, top billing, mm-hmm. if you will. It's kind of yeah. the Wrexham FC of ghost houses in the area, if you ask
me. It had the most ghosts.
And, yeah, it's the ghosts with the most, really. Mm-hmm. And it really kept giving. And I,
yeah.
the more I looked into it, I was like, oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. All right. Whoa. Yeah.
I hope they covered up that well.
Right? That is my biggest concern, because for, mm-hmm. like, this story really had all the things that we like. It had ladies in colors,
yeah.
it had wells, mm-hmm. it had, like, Murder Most Foul, it had all these things that, you know, are bingo-licious for us, but yeah. it was very, yeah, the biggest concern of mine also is that well, yo, like, yeah. that doesn't feel good, like, to me. You know.
I mean, it didn't have, nobody got bricked in that we yeah. love.
In a shocking turn of events, no one was bricked in.
Yeah. yeah.
But delightfully so.
So that's always good. No, we don't,
We don't want it.
We love a story, but we don't we don't want it to happen to anybody.
Correct. We famously said that's not good.
It's like, well, we said murder is not good, and we're right. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Just because we talk about it a lot doesn't mean that we're fans of it.
Yeah.
We just love a good story.
We do.
And often a good story has a lot of these same elements, which is really scary. Yeah, sometimes people being think about.
Bricked in. It happens.
It happens more than you'd think, we've discovered over the years. Yeah. Way more than you'd think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Immurement. Yikes.
Immurement.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. Mm-hmm. Just wow. But yeah, Wales, chock full of goodness. Not to be confused with, you know, England and thing. It's its own thing, you know, Wales.
It's not England.
No, don't confuse them. Don't be confused. Uh-uh. It's its own thing. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. And we love it. Mm-hmm. And we would like to go to there. And we will. I don't know when. But
one day. We'll bring you there, podcast listeners.
Aww, isn't that a nice idea? We'll all go together.
We'll all go to Wales and look at some castles and ghosts and shit.
Mm-hmm. Sign us up. We'll sign you up, actually. Yeah. What we'll do. We'll have a sign-up sheet. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, you can join our society, our Stopping Children from Singing Society.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't remember.
The Association of Abolishing Children Singing. The AA.
AACS.
There's another letter in there.
There were more letters.
Oh, Perpetual. P is in there. Mm. The Association of Abolishing Perpetual Child Singing. The AAPCS. You can join us. AAPCS,
yes.
The AAPCS, the Association of Abolishing Perpetual Child Singing. Can join us in our cause, and we definitely won't have that linked anywhere for you to, but you can join us in our cause. That's
you can offer us moral support.
That's right. It's in its infancy, which is a word we hate to use because it makes us think of children. So
I mean, we're okay with children, we just don't want them to sing.
I know, but I'm scared that singing starts in the womb, you know?
You're scared.
I'm scared about it. Yeah, it's still something we're working on discovering when that propensity for singing begins in a child.
Shut that down.
Yeah, to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop that. So, for future generations, really.
As we know, child singing starts with conception.
It does. And I'm scared that that is true. So we have to shut that shit right down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're trying to quell the question of singing child ghosts, right? Like, that's our MO here. Mm-hmm. So the only way to stop that is to go to the source.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. So just wanted to make that clear for everybody. And happily so. So Cecilia, I know what you haven't been watching this week and last, but what have you been watching this
week?
What
have I been watching?
Or engaging with?
I mostly haven't been watching. I've been, I don't even know what I've been doing. I've been outside. What you been doing? I've been playing Animal Crossing.
How's that going?
I have a nice house. I added a second room, so
we're
expanding.
Good for you.
Really getting out there. I don't know what else I've been doing. I've just been out and about. I went to a trivia on Monday with Paolo the Pod Melanie and a few other friends, and it was a movie trivia, and we got every single fucking question right.
Whoa!
We trivia sharked them. We just walked on in there and we're like, okay, we're here for movie trivia. Maybe we'll do okay. And we won. We kicked ass. We got every question right. It was wild.
Whoa!
It was like, it was pretty easy. We thought it was gonna get way harder. Like, you know how sometimes in the first round you're like, oh, like we did so good. Now it's gonna get hard. It just never really got that hard.
Oh, that's funny.
But we all worked together as a team, and I came in clutch with, there was a, like, sound clip, like, part of the score, And I immediately knew it was Inception and was like, this is Inception. Yeah. And everyone else was like, no, I think this is Dark Knight Rises. I think this is Dark Knight. I think this is like every other fucking Christopher Nolan movie.
Right.
And I was like,
no. You're like, no, no, everyone.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. But then everyone else was like, be so sure about their things. And I was like, oh no, like, am I wrong? So we were so just like, we put Inception.
Right.
And we were just like holding our breath because that was the one that we were like, fuck, we're going to maybe get it wrong. Get that one right.
Yeah.
But then as like time went on, I was like, no. And it was.
Hell yeah.
That finally, me watching Inception 45 times has
it's worked out for you. It's worked out for me. Wow. That's our girl. Knowing Inception by Sam.
Knowing Inception, I know it.
That's so funny.
If there's one thing I know.
It's Inception.
It's Inception.
Wow. Do you think you can created like, can you receive a doctorate in Inception? Because I think maybe at this point you should have one.
Well, I could like write a thesis about Inception.
Yeah. Will someone give you a doctorate for it? Because I think they should.
Yeah. Great. I mean, I don't think that I personally can go through the process of getting a doctorate. Sure. But if someone just wants to give it to me, they can.
I would be okay with that. I think for your cultural contribution at this point to Inception, yes. I think you should receive one. Yeah.
I think I'm not saying
you need more work done on your end. Yeah.
I think Christopher Nolan should just give me money.
Christopher Nolan, we know you're listening. Cecilia really knows Inception, and I think
do you remember the film Inception that you created?
Do you remember that one time you made the movie Inception
and I watched it a whole bunch of times and I had it on DVD and I watched it so much.
Who are you, my dad?
Can I have something for that?
Can you please give her a doctorate?
Can you
or something?
Or like
money?
Some money? Some kind of support. I would appreciate some money. Can you just start paying my rent, Christopher Nolan?
Christopher Nolan, she's asking you to be
her
sugar daddy.
I'm going to start a petition. I want everybody to write to Christopher Nolan and ask him to pay my rent. I don't need a sugar daddy. I don't need to... I have done the work
No, sugar daddy, in that you've done your work already.
I've done my work already.
Your work is that you've already done your work. Yeah.
I don't need to meet you. I don't need anything else.
Just need compensation and retribution.
I just would love compensation.
Yeah. I don't know if we can ask for that because we're already asking so many, we have so many calls to action today.
We do.
Being that we are asking people to join our, you know, cause.
All I want for the Christopher Nolan thing is for people to just sign my petition. You don't have to actually do anything.
Okay, all right. That also won't be linked anywhere.
Or if you're close personal friends with him. Also, Christopher Nolan, watched Dunkirk in theaters. It was too loud.
Oh, I was like, what?
I watched Tenet at the drive-in, and I'm sure you'd be very upset about that, so don't hold that against me.
Yeah, I'll vouch for that, because I was there also.
I couldn't hear anything. I'll watch it again, I promise, one day.
Oh, don't put yourself through that. You can love yourself more than that, Cecilia, come on.
I watched The Dark Knight in theaters 3 times.
She's put in the work, Christopher Nolan. Put in the work.
I watched Interstellar once. I didn't like it. Don't take that. Don't hold that against me.
Skip over that part, Christopher Nolan. And don't let my opinions of you cloud the amount of work she's put in.
So. I've just put in so much work in Inception.
She's just put in so much work in the field of Inception, and you won't. Like, it's unparalleled, truly.
Yeah.
And it's very impressive, and she should be so rightfully compensated.
Yeah.
And recognized for that work, so. Let's all give a round of applause for Cecilia and thank her for her contribution.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
And sign her petition to call upon
Christopher
Nolan to recognize that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A TV show I started watching, which is brand new. It's called Platonic. It's on Apple TV and it's with Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne, and they...
Are these Apple TV friends
in their 40s who, like, kind of went their separate... They were best friends in, like, university times, and they kind of went their separate ways and, like, have lives. But then now they've come back together and are kind of like up to shenanigans again, and it's okay. It's delightful so far. It's very
good for them.
Yeah, it's showing, for what I'm understanding, this like relationship that doesn't often get shown, which is literally, it's the title,
platonic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Like, in the first episode, they bring up the, like, premise of When Harry Met Sally.
I was literally just thinking that.
They're like, dude, you can't be her friend. And he's like, When Harry Met Sally, yeah, I can. And they're like, the point of that movie is you can't be her friend.
It's like, I'm pretty sure they ended up not being friends.
Yeah, literally. Right? Yeah. He was like, no, they're friends in it. And he's like, no. Nay, nay.
Yeah. Something else happens in that movie.
Something different. My second favorite movie of all time. But yeah, it's a great show so far. It's, I think, on episode maybe 4 or something, and it's quite a delight to watch in between episodes of Succession, which is now done, and like other high stress things.
Yeah. No, it's, I just, Bob's Burgers. Bob's Burgers always, like, just keep watching Bob's Burgers, and that's
it's
my
clutch.
Life.
It's clutch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My life is just doing stuff and then watching Bob's Burgers and then neglecting to watch the shows that are more intense because I'm like,
right,
oh my god. I tried to the other night. I like, I worked all day and then I was supposed to go to a party, so I got like a little canned cold brew on the way home.
Yeah,
and tried to sit down and watch Succession, and I just like was like, my heart was pounding and I was just like shaking and I was like, oh my god, I can't sit and watch this. I can't pay attention. I was like so anxious and just like unable to do anything. I just like,
yeah,
I was like walking around. I was like, put in my headphones, I was listening to a little podcast, and then I just like went outside and sat and was like, I can't, I don't know what to do.
You were so amped.
So anxious. It was so bad.
Well, yeah, your like whole body was like, ah.
My whole body was like, all right, fight or flight. Let's go. Let's say no.
Oh my god.
Not now.
Oh, see, I don't know. Succession, I know it's stressful, but for me, it does the opposite. Where, like, I come into it being like, ah, and I watch it and I go, ah.
Oh, no, I just couldn't sit. I just couldn't sit and watch it. It wasn't that it was Succession. I just couldn't do anything.
It was just that you were not in the space for it.
Yeah.
But whenever I tried to whenever watch I'm it, not it in the space for it, it does bring me back into being in the space for it. It's one of those interesting things.
I'm going to watch it after this.
Well, I'm excited for you, and I'm excited to talk to you about it at length, because it's brilliant. It's brilliant. There's like there's so many things where I watch and I'm like, oh yeah, that's delightful, that's good, that's fun, but like this is one of the things where I'm like, that's brilliant shit. You know, they really done did it. They went out of their way. They didn't have to go so hard, but they did. It's the one, you know. Sorry, it's the one. Like as an actor, I'm like, oh, like this is the job that every actor would want. This is the dream job. Of jobs, like to get to play these people would be,
oh my god, yeah,
so fucked, like so in the best way,
yeah.
Like, I just want to be a disgusting brother. Is that such so much to ask? You know, that's so much to ask. I don't think it is, but I just want to.
It can only be them. They,
I know, they're the two true disgusting brothers. And I love them. I love them. Oh, Cecilia.
And we hope that they win the Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not even going to know what freaking hit you, man. I'm excited to talk about it because it's great. It's really the one.
Carly?
Yeah, Cecilia?
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No. I really haven't at all. I haven't. I've just been at rehearsal and been at home and been at rehearsal and been watching Succession.
The rehearsal space
and all the other
haunted shows.
No, and we've moved into the theater now, which is much older as well. I mean, they're both old buildings, but the theater is even older. So, I mean, every good theater has a ghost. I could ask about it. I should ask about it.
You should ask about it. Ask and report back.
Actually, the day you're listening to this is the day that my show opens in Toronto. So if you're in Toronto, check out Dead Name Theater's production of Into the Woods. Small self promo at the Backspace at Theater Pass Marais. It's running today until the 11th. So 2 weekends, 8 shows. She's back into musicals, baby. She's back in the musical grind.
She's doing it.
It's been a long time.
Put I'll put a little link in our something. Carly is gonna put a link somewhere.
Yeah, I'll put it in our link tree, so you can find it. Mm-hmm. I'll link it in the description of this podcast, and I'll link it on our socials as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, thanks everybody. If you wanna check that out, if that aligns with your things you wanna see, then go for it. It's a new theater company called Dunham Theater. It's a theater company that is focused on telling the stories of trans, queer, and non-binary folk. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. It's a whole trans, queer, and a binary cast doing Into the Woods. It's a party, really. And you should come see it if you want to. Mm-hmm. And then I'll find out if there's ghosts and tell you about them, so you'll have some context. Yeah.
Oh
yeah. Cecilia. I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Have you seen any ghosts lately?
Also, no, I have not.
Dang. Actually, I have an amendment to my earlier answer, if you'd be so kind as to indulge me. I've seen ghosts in that there's ghosts in the show.
Ted Lasso?
No, I mean in my show. But also maybe, if you look closely enough. Yeah, there's ghosts in Into the Woods. Okay, spoiler alert.
Eddie has been seeing ghosts.
So, I've been seeing ghosts. I really lied. I just didn't want to ruin the show for people who didn't know it.
Spoiler alert, Carly is seeing ghosts.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
All right. You can follow us on Instagram at Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod.
And you sure can.
Twitter at GAE Pod. And on TikTok at also Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod, maybe.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Hell and
And that's that on that, baby. We will be back as soon as we can be. We're hoping on next week. But I'm opening a show, so...
We're busy people.
We try our best, and we love you, and we want to keep doing this, and we will keep doing this. So that is something you can depend on, is that we will be back. Chances are next week. But guess what? You'll find out. We're not worried about it. You shouldn't be worried about it either.
Keep an eye on your Instagram. Keep an eye on your podcast feed. We'll pop up there. We'll say surprise. Yes. Boo.
Yeah. The one constant is that we'll be back. So don't fret in the meantime. We love you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Goodbye. Ooh. Into the woods, it's time to go. You hate to leave us to the
I haven't plugged it. Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Oh, God. I looked at this name before and now I forget it. Okay, got it.